Jiří Boudnik is a Czech architect who's been living in the United States for the last 20 years. On September the 11th, 2001, he witnessed the fall of the Twin Towers from his office in Brooklyn and rushed to the scene to help. In the days following on from the September the 11th attacks, he continued to assistance services in their hunt for survivors. How? By designing a computer model of the World Trade Center, as was, to help the rescuers find their way through the rubble. To mark the 6th anniversary of 9/11, Jiří Boudnik spoke to us earlier from his home in New York. I started by asking him what the mood was like in the metropolis this morning.
Well, right now we have heavy rains in New York. It looks like it's going to be like that all morning. So everybody's going to probably wear an umbrella. And for the first time, the ceremony is not going to be down at the pit of the World Trade Center, in an adjoining park on Liberty Plaza. So that's one difference from the previous years.
Just more personally, what are your own memories of September the 11th, 2001? And can you talk us through a bit what happened to you on that day?
I just remember a beautiful, crisp, sunny day. It was also Tuesday, just like today. And just the absurdity of seeing the two towers on fire after we evacuated our building. This was 9 o'clock in the morning. It just seemed very surreal. And following also my trip across the Brooklyn Bridge, trying to warn the firemen and first responders about the potential collapse of the towers, that was also surreal.
And what about a little bit more about your role in the rescue efforts? Because you did help at the very beginning, but then you also made this computer model. Can you explain how useful your model was for the emergency services?
What happened during the collapse, a lot of the first rank firemen and first responders were buried under the debris. And so the next day, on Wednesday morning, their subordinates started the rescue efforts. And I realized that nobody had plans of the towers. The strange thing was that the plans of the towers were buried inside the debris. The Department of Buildings in New York, which usually holds a plan of every single building in a city, didn't have authority or mandate over the World Trade Center. And for that reason, no plans at the DOB. So the first day I started looking for plans, which I was able to locate, and I made several copies for different organizations like FDNY and FBI so that they can better orient themselves in the search of some of the key structural elements, which were the stairwells and the elevator shafts.
6 years on, do you think that the collective memory now of September the 11th is faithful to the kind of things you saw that day?
I think the experience of September 11th is still shaping. It's constantly shifting between regret, disgust, and something that I see in the media, which is the exploitation of the meaning of that day. So I don't know. It's the call is still out on this one.
That was Jiří Boudnik, who I talked to earlier this afternoon.